The economy of many coastal communities has really changed in the last few decades from fishing towards other newer marine-based industries. Well, back in 1992, Michael O'Neill started out as a fisherman in Castle D'Ambert in Cork. By 2010, however, he and his wife had launched the Irish Atlantic Sea Salt brand from their home on the Beara Peninsula. And from there, Michael turned his focus to cultivating local seaweed for use in nutritional supplements. And more recently, he's teamed up with scientists from the University of Limerick to explore the potential of seaweed in managing type 2 diabetes. Well, Lorna Siggins went to West Cork, where the seaweed is being cultivated, grown in baths inside temperature-controlled buildings right beside the sea.
Now
we're about 6 degrees, I think, here at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
So we have.
That's what they like.
Yeah, they like it cold. And we bring them through various different phases. So we start off with our seeds. We settle onto nets. We put our nets to sea. We grow our nets for 6 months. We harvest the nets. We take the big plants and we would process them. And then the smaller plants we feed back into the system for the next year.
So you're recreating.
Right. And when you keep the seaweed tumbling, it grows. It likes that environment.
So it likes to be tossed around.
Exactly.
I see. Yeah, that
just beautiful,
looks
deep,
beautiful,
red color.
Lovely, dulse. So are they growing faster this way than if they were?
We can control the rate, and that's a lot of it. So we want to put healthy, strong plants to see. There's a lot more competition out there. Again, I think we're the only company in the world doing dulse at sea and on land. My family would have been originally, this would be my mother's family's farm. My father is from Erne, or was from Erne. I was born the Channel Islands, a product of a previous recession, I suppose would be the best way of putting it.
I just followed Michael down a windy, narrow track over what felt like a cliff on the Beara Peninsula to the stunning location.
So now, compass points south, what are we looking at?
Mizzen Head, straight south from us. Sheep's Head, here to the east. Beara Island.
Beara Island and the beacon.
The beacon's the entrance to Castle D'Ambert Harbour. So we can see, if we were to go around the corner here, you'd be able to see Black Bull Head, the Dursey Head and the Dursey. So on a fine day, it's great. Well, I think it's actually better on a rough day, to be quite truthful about it. The power of the sea can be well appreciated from here.
And you fished that area?
Yep.
I would have fished. In the early 1990s?
That's right. We would have had two boats, lobster and crab fishing, and we were fishing from the harbour's mouth, so part of the year down around up to the Mizzen, and then for the rest of the year we were in Kenmare Bay at Lobster.
What made you decide then to switch to aquaculture?
Men in small boats like to think that they'll have big boats, and we kind of looked at the opportunities to go bigger, and it got tighter. More pots, less crab, less lobster, and we cut back to one boat, and eventually we decided we'd move on, because I think the writing was on the wall even back in, you know, the late 90s. That it was going to get tighter. We looked at aquaculture. All the good mussel sites were gone. We have a small farm here, about 50 hectares of 20 of that of rock. Rock makes good foundations, though.
Right, going from the cliffs up the hill.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So we decided we might look at land-based production. That's where it started. We built a facility here in 2006. So it's probably the biggest nursery in Europe, as far as we're aware. But it's not so much about the size of the building. That's just, I suppose, that gives us the capacity to scale. Right. It's what we do inside, and it is quite special.
And you'd hardly notice it. It's completely camouflaged in all
absolutely.
The rock here.
Absolutely. You know, it's even from the sea, it's difficult to see. That was part of one of the many planning stipulations that we had. So that's our header tank. So we basically pump to a header tank, and then we gravity feed after that into the building.
So you're pumping seawater up?
Up from here.
Okay.
Into the reservoir, we gravity feed the system then inside, and yeah, like I say, I think depending on what we're growing, different type. We have recirculation systems, which we know a lot about how to keep seawater, you know, in optimum condition. Okay. It is about conditioning as much seawater rather than what's in it.
Is it a costly operation?
I tell you, everything is costly, but I think it's not as costly as we were told it would be. I'm an engineer, I'm not a biologist, so. We focused on the mechanical side of things, and we were able to get and put in place some really effective and efficient processes that really negate some of those high costs that were I suppose, identified initially. Where we're going, we have a processing facility on the other side of the hill, and we integrated solar energy there last year. Ultimately, we're looking to create an off-grid option.
Pure Ocean Algae qualified for Enterprise Ireland funding to research how Dulsk can help to manage type 2 diabetes, working with the University of Limerick.
It's been a long 4 years, but we seem to be making a lot more progress than anybody else out there. There's companies doing this, and there'll be companies doing it. We might be slightly ahead at the moment, but we live in the Bear Peninsula. We're not in the centre of things. So it's just nice occasionally to, you know, to be up there with the best of them, if not be slightly ahead.
Yeah.
And to be in such a location.
And I suppose, considering how tough commercial fishing is now, you would say, well, there are other opportunities that will give you a living on the coast.
Certainly, and I think we've generational experience in the fishing industry of working on the water. And I think when you look at the new opportunities that are out there, and be it floating wind, be it seaweed farming, I think they are there and they are transferable. And we're very, very lucky. And that's the difference. I think one of our strongest points compared to other companies when we look across Europe is our ability to understand how to work at sea. We just have the skills. It's something that other people have to learn. And you can have fantastic land-based capacity, but if you can't implement it at sea or don't understand the environment, it's a big piece missing. We have that. So we have
living with the Atlantic.
Living with the Atlantic, exactly.
Michael O'Neill there of Pure Ocean Algae talking to Lorna Siggins. Amazing to see the potential of seaweed. It's got so many uses, replacing plastics, used in pharma, food production, as you heard from Michael as well, the potential to deal with diabetes as well. So thank you to Michael there.